Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. And today we are joined by a singer-songwriter who has just put out her sophomore album, If Things Go South. We've got with us Kaya Stewart, who is in a studio right now in Hollywood, California. Welcome to the Voice of America.
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you. At the young age of 22, you have been doing this for a long time. I guess you even made a deal with your famous father, whose name is Dave Stewart, for those who may not know of the Eurythmics fame. But your dad said you can drop out of middle school if you write songs.
That was the plan. I had a couple songs that I had to write, and they had to be really good, and I had to spend a lot of time on them. And that was kind of our deal. I was really, really unhappy in school, and I already knew what I wanted to do at a really young age. And it was almost like, okay, if you're serious about this, then you really got to put your head down and get to work. And I did. And that was our deal. And now I still do the same thing. So I think it was a pretty good deal.
Now, did you decide that this would be your business because of your father's success and the exposure you had to the pop world? And I mean, you know, there's Dave Stewart, Annie Lennox, they're the other Eurythmics. They're selling out 50,000 seat stadiums, platinum records. He's in the, you know, he was in the Hall of Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, is this what inspired you to get into music, or was it inside you even regardless of what your father was doing?
I think anyone who's a songwriter, a musician, it's something that I feel like we can all relate to, is you know, from a very young age, like you're drawn to it. I was really lucky to be surrounded by great music and great musicians, but I think it was something that I was just drawn to from the minute that I could open my mouth and sing. I knew that that's what I wanted to do.
And not many people have, you know, start writing songs and releasing songs in their teens. I mean, you know, you were doing that very, very early. Do you go back and look at the music that you wrote when you were 14, 13, 12, whenever you're writing songs?
I think it's funny because when people ask me this, I think anytime anybody looks at something they did when they were 13, they're embarrassed. But as much as I'm like, okay, I'm a different writer now, I still am proud of myself. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do, is write an album at that young of an age. So although I'm not sure if it's something that I would listen to now, I'm still really proud of myself for doing that and accomplishing it.
Mm-mm. Now, the new album, If Things Go South, I guess you co-produced with your dad. Your dad helped you on the new album.
Yes, he did.
So what exactly does dad bring to you as a musician? What does he tell you? Is he harder on you because he's your father? Is he more lenient on you? What do you think when you're working with your dad? What's it feel like to you?
I mean, I think honestly, it's like if he works with anyone else. And me and him we're so close. We're best friends. We always have been. And anyone who works with him knows that he's such an easy person to work with. And it wasn't like a sit down decision where I was like, hey, do you want to help me? I'll help you. We wrote the album in COVID and in his home studio, and it kind of just happened, and I wouldn't have wanted it to happen any other way, because it was such a great experience, and everything I know about songwriting and music I learned from him. So if anything, it was just a really fun time to get to write this together.
So you got to hear some Eurythmics songs before the rest of the world heard them. I mean, when they were making songs and you were very young, and dad would say, hey, listen to this, Kaya. I mean, what was it like growing up in the house with your dad being the music celebrity that he is?
It was amazing. I mean, of course it was amazing. I mean, we're really lucky that we're really close, and I happened to fall in love with music just like he did. So I think my excitement kind of fueled his excitement. When I loved something, he loved it even more, and vice versa. So just being able to be around that and experience that totally influenced probably why I am where I am now. I mean, I understood why people fell in love with making music like he did.
What do you think the best advice he gave you so far is?
That the second I stop loving it, I shouldn't do it anymore, because I feel like this is very much a career that you have to be in love with and care about more than anyone else. I mean, you're your own biggest fan at the end of the day. So if you're not loving it and 100%, then no one else will.
Kaya Stewart is our guest, and she was born in London, moved to California, Los Angeles, at a very early age. So you have no accent whatsoever.
you couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell at all. I mean, you go to London and you visit people and your friends and maybe family back in London, and they say, you sound too American.
Oh, that's the story of my life. I mean, anytime anyone hears I was born in the UK, they're like, no, you were not. You do not sound like that at all. I sound straight out of the valley.
Kaya Stewart's here with us, and we're talking about her new album, When Things Go South. We're going to dig a little deeper into the new album, her second album, as we go throughout this episode of Border Crossings. But right now, I'd like to ask if you do a song for us.
Absolutely. Yeah, let's do it.
What are you going to sing?
I'm going to sing three songs for you guys today. The first song I'm going to sing is called Independence. It's one of my favorite songs on the album.
All right. Independence from the album When Things Go South. Here's Kaya Stewart.
Wherever I go, you're welcome to follow. I'm good on my own, but if you got time to borrow, I would love to get to know you better, as long as it's on my terms. And it's my independence, babe. It's my independence, babe. Broken glass is my favorite carpet. So if we're gonna last, let me be honest. I would love to get to know you better, as long as it's on my terms and my rules are firm. If you're willing to learn, it's my independence, babe. It's my independence, babe. It's my independence, babe.
Crossings, that's Kaya Stewart. And independence, are you an independent girl, would you say? Are you an independent woman?
I think I'd like to think I am now. I wasn't before, and I think this whole album was about growing up and kind of finding myself, and a big part of that was finding my independence. And I moved out and got a place on my own and really started living an adult life, and that can be scary and weird, and especially because my parents don't live in California. So it was really just me on my own here for a while. And so that was kind of where that song stemmed from. Mm-hmm.
And the album, I understand, is largely influenced by some personal struggles that you have gone through and getting a diagnosis, which kind of rocked your world. I mean, you weren't ready for it, but it explained things to you. Maybe you could tell, Bring us into your world, you know, peel away some of the layers of Kaya's
story. Absolutely. I was diagnosed with OCD in the very beginning of the pandemic, and it was such a weird experience because not only, you know, did I have this kind of world-changing diagnosis, which in a weird way was kind of a relief too, because it made me feel a little less crazy. I knew what was going on with me, but I basically had to figure out how I was going to deal with it and move forward when I had no one around me and everything was online. And it was a very much like self-reflection and like inward facing experience. And so I kind of came out of that and wrote this album about that experience.
And being a celebrity, as you are, and coming out with now your second album, you have a platform. You are a role model. We are broadcasting around the world. We're on in 100 different countries around the world, and there's millions of people tuned in Asia, Europe, Africa. And so people are wondering, OCD, they heard you mention that quickly. They don't understand what that is, because mental health is kind of, it's getting a lot of attention in the U.S. finally, a lot of much-deserved attention. Artists are starting to reveal things about themselves that we had no idea existed, struggles and things to use as therapy for other people, their fans, you know, and in other parts of the world, they don't know too much about it. So OCD is when you're, I guess it's called obsessive compulsive disorder, but it, you know, in an easier way to understand it, you have certain patterns or behaviors and you just feel comfortable in that zone, in that lane.
I think the best way I can describe it is because OCD is, it's so different for everybody. And there's a huge misconception about OCD that it's all about, you know, just being clean and germaphobe or organizing by colors. And yes, that is a form of OCD, but it comes in so many different forms. And really it's obsessing over something and using a compulsion to kind of ease that obsession. And it can be in a million different forms. And that's why it was so hard for me, is because I didn't know a lot about OCD when I was diagnosed. So I didn't really understand, oh, well, this is what this means, or this is related to this, because I was completely unaware. And I think now that I have struggled with this diagnosis, it's been amazing just reaching out to people who have it. And there's so many of my friends I didn't even know had OCD, and, you know, like famous people that I really looked up to that I Googled it and I'm like, oh my God, they have it too. It's really cool. Having the internet, that was the one thing. Having the internet was so incredible to be able to connect with people and educate myself on it. It's been like a whirlwind, for sure.
I think that these days we have so many acronyms for things and so many labels for things. It's, you know, when I was growing up, you were either hyperactive or you weren't. That was all they had. And now they've come up with so many different labels and terms for things. So music must be therapeutic for you. I mean, obviously this album inspired by some of your struggles during COVID, but, you know, to write these songs, to tell your story, you said it's the most personal album that you've written.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it was, I've always written music before this, kind of thinking, well, what do I think other people are going to like? And I think this was the first album that I wrote where I was like, what do I feel? And how am I going to make myself feel better? And in turn, what I've come to realize is so many people are relating to it. And even in ways that I wouldn't have even written about it, you know, they're pulling things out of these songs that I didn't even think about. And it's been really cool to see that reaction from other people and how that album has helped them. Like, so many albums have helped me. So it's been a really cool experience.
And the album wasn't planned. I read that it was kind of you were going to take a break, and then all of a sudden you said, no, I've got an idea.
Exactly. I was going to take a break, and it was finally getting that time where I could see my family again. And I flew home to spend time with them. And my dad has a home studio, and we kind of just started writing just out of the love of writing. And we ended up leaving with a whole album. So it was nice to not have that pressure on me either.
Wow. And it's been a few years since your last album.
Quite a few. Yeah.
So why did you wait so long?
I think, you know, starting out making music so young, I was still figuring myself out during that time. And as I've grown, I've come to realize that these albums are really growing with me. And when I write them, it's usually out of a time of when I really feel solidified in myself at that moment. And 5 years from now, I could look back on this album and be like, I had no idea who I was. And I think that's what's so cool about being a musician, is being able to look back at how you felt and the work you've done 5 years ago, 2 years ago, 5 years from now, and see how you've changed.
And the new single is the title track, When Things Go South.
Yes.
All right. So we're going to ask if you do another song for us.
Absolutely. This next song is one of the most personal songs to me on the album. It's called Till I Fixed It.
Till I Fixed It, Kaya Stewart.
We weren't broke till I fixed it. We were fine. We don't need dirty laundry on the line. And everything will heal itself if you just give it time. We weren't broke till I fixed it. fine. We were fine. It was just a Tuesday morning. Did I have to start again? Can we have a cup of coffee without bringing up our sins? I don't wanna know about every single place you've been. So why do I keep torturing myself time and time again? We weren't broke till I fixed it. We were fine. We don't need dirty laundry on the line. And everything will heal itself if you just give it time. We weren't broke till I fixed it. We were fine. We were fine. We got a place right by the ocean, but I worry about the rain. I'll turn a molehill to a mountain, and I'll do it all again. And you'll never, ever leave me, but I don't believe you yet. So I'll keep on pushing buttons till I get what I don't get. We weren't broke till I still you find. We don't need dirty laundry on the line. Everything will heal itself if you just give it time. We weren't broke till I fixed it. We were fine. We were fine.
Border Crossings, Till I Fix It. That's Kaya Stewart. When Things Go South is the name of the new album. So what did you have to fix? And why was that song the most personal to you?
I think there's a really common saying that, like, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that's something, this song is truly about having OCD. And it felt like I was constantly trying to fix a problem that wasn't there. And that was my problem. It was, you know, it wasn't broke until I tried to fix it. And I think it's something that so many people can relate to, regardless of having OCD or not, is not being able to live in the moment and always worrying about, you know, what's the next thing, what happened beforehand. And it was the hardest song to write, but I think the most heartwarming song to hear.
Are you a perfectionist?
I am in aspects of my life. But for some reason with music, I feel like music has been the one thing that I haven't found that my mental health has infiltrated, which is really nice.
it's great, because being a songwriter who's a perfectionist, that has to be, that's a two different worlds. That's, you know.
Absolutely. I mean, I don't think that I ever try to write a perfect song. I mean, as long as I feel like I'm getting out of it what I needed to.
Mm-hmm. And so this album is filled with songs that have many different themes or stories. And one of them is heartbreak. How can such a beautiful young girl like you experience heartbreak? Come on, there's no heartbreak in Kaya Stewart's life. What guy would be stupid enough to break your heart?
I think that it's so, I mean, I've, you know, been in a relationship for a really long time now, but I was really reflecting on heartbreak when I was younger. And it's so funny when you're that young, how world ending a breakup can be. And looking back now, I'm just like, oh my gosh, I had no idea what I was talking about, or I was so dramatic. And but at that time, I mean, looking back at it as an adult who's in a great relationship and has been for a long time now, it's interesting to reflect on those times and look back and kind of analyze them now compared to how life altering it was when I was younger.
And you were inspired by Alanis Morissette and some of the more rock alternative female singers, I guess.
Absolutely. I think the thing that inspired me the most was strong women who were saying very uncomfortable things. And I think that was something that really shocked me when I first listened to Alanis Morissette. Was like, I can't believe she's saying this. You know what I mean? Like, in a song. But at the same time, I'm like, but that's totally how I feel. And that's totally how so many people feel. Someone told me the other day, being an artist and being a musician is really having a platform to say things that other people don't have the platform to say. And I think it's that was a lot of this album, was getting out all the things I wanted to say, because I know that I'm not the only person that feels that way.
Singer or songwriter, which would you put in front of your name first?
Songwriter.
Songwriter first. Wow. So who would you like to write for that you haven't written for already?
Oh, I mean, my dream person to write with would be Maggie Rogers, because I love her as a writer and a performer, and she's my favorite right now.
She's really, really talented. She's been on the show before a few years ago.
Oh, cool. That's so cool.
Yes. So you have plans for a tour? You know, will Kaya Stewart be going around the world?
It's all coming up. I mean, I made a film with my album, and it's gotten into a couple film festivals, which I'm really grateful for. So that's kind of been a whole new world for me that I haven't, you know, explored yet. So I've been working a lot on that. But I mean, with COVID, you know, everything's coming back, and we'll see. There's a lot going on. So
So acting is something you want to do?
I do. I act a little bit. I have started to focus on it a lot more, which has been really cool.
Can you cry on command? Cry.
Oh, I wish. That is one thing I need to learn. I've always been so impressed by people who can do that.
Kaya Stewart is with us. And When Things Go South, and the title track is the latest single. The album is out now. And her plans for 2023 are, fill in the blank.
All of the above. That's all I'm doing it all.
You're doing it all now. If people want to catch up with you and they want to find you on social media, where do they go?
Yeah, it's at Kaya Stewart on everything. And I'm posting about what I'm doing all the time on there and talking with fans. And it's been really cool having, like I said, having the internet. It's been a crazy thing, but that's where you can find me.
All right. You have time for one more song. What's it going to be?
One more song. It's going to be the title track, If Things Go South.
All right. When Things Go South, here's Kaya Stewart.
Tennessee in the summer, the sound of the rain when I'm inside, setting the dinner table, the smell of my perfume on your side. So if things go south, I'll figure it out. No one really knows me quite like myself. So if things go south, I'll figure it out. Walking to farmer's markets, smoking and drinking with your friends, rolling out brand new carpets, holding your hand when my patience is thin. So if things go south, I'll figure it out. No one really knows me quite like myself. If things go south, I'll figure it out. Oh, 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 oh. If things go south, I'll figure it out. No one really knows me quite like myself. If things go south, I'll figure it out. Isn't it so lovely? Nobody,
Border Crossings, the title track to her new album, When Things Go South.
It's the title track.
and hopefully things are not going south anymore. They did for a little while.
They were going south for a little while, but
they went south for all of us.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like that was a part of the song that I didn't realize was going to be that relatable. It kind of came out at the perfect time.
Too much going on all at the same time, COVID and other things. So thank you so much for being on the air with us and joining us. Before we go, I did want to give you a chance to say hi to the worldwide audience, which for Voice of America does include the troops who are also tuned in around the world. Incredible. So if there's anything you want to say to everybody, they're all glued to the TV right now.
Oh, that's a lot of pressure. Hello, everybody. Thank you for watching. And you can find my music on Spotify and iTunes and all of the above. And thank you for having me. It's been really awesome talking on here.
Well, thank you so much, Kaya Stewart, for joining us on Border Crossings. What a pleasure to meet you. When you come to DC, we want to invite you in our studios.
Absolutely. I would love that. Thank you guys for having me. This has been really, really cool.
Love to have you back again. You're absolutely lovely and really enjoy your music.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks, Larry.
Thank you for watching. This is Border Crossings. Our guest has been Kaya Stewart. I'm Larry London for VOA TV.